It's Monday morning on Mondays. We are joined by the money doctor, Dr. Francis Ram of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement in the studio once again this Monday morning. And Francis, we're talking this morning about you'll find offers on online to join clubs to get a membership to a certain thing, let's say Amazon Prime as an example. And you can join this, as they say, for 30 days. For free.
Well, actually, that's okay, as long as you make a note in your calendar that you're going to cancel it before the 30 days if you want to.
Right. You can cancel within 30 days and not get charged.
Sure.
Otherwise, they start charging you monthly, probably.
Yeah, but that's legit. They told you up front.
They told you up front. We're going to start charging you.
Right. What's not legit is the thing I really wanted to talk about today, because it's happened to me. It happened to one of my clients last week. And the Federal Trade Commission has just put their stamp of finalization, I guess, on a $92 million claim against a company whose name I won't mention for doing just this sort of thing, which is they lure you into getting a trial, a free trial, or not a free, well, sometimes it's free, but a trial for, say, in this case, a $5 product, one-time $5 purchase. But what they're really doing is collecting your credit card information, your billing address, et cetera, et cetera. And this particular company signed people up for their $5 one-time free trial, but somewhere in their convoluted sales pitch, et cetera, was something confusing, and you ended up being charged for two subscriptions to something that were almost similar to one another to the tune of $200 a month until you canceled. Yes.
Oh, my.
$92 million worth of $200 a month to customers. So a lot of people had this happen for a long time, probably.
But somewhere in the language of the, when you clicked agree or okay, somewhere in the language must have been something that told you you were going to be billed $200 a month.
Now, I don't know about the specific case, but let me say that it is probably right where you click agree to the terms that no one reads.
That nobody reads, exactly.
And the problem is, if you don't agree to the terms, you can't get the trial.
You can't get the trial.
Which has been a beef of mine for many years.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of having you agree to the terms if you can't not agree to the terms and get the product, right? So what to do if this happens to you is the point. The first thing you can do is you can try to contact the company to get a refund. Now, in my case, I did that and was met with a very grouchy, angry person and then another grouchy, angry supervisor who would not refund my money and were actually rude to me, which is not okay. There are rules about this, right?
Yeah.
So I gave up on them and I called my credit card company because I had used a credit card to process this transaction. Sure enough, my credit card company was able to get, they first gave me a credit for the fraudulent charges, and then they were able to refund the money entirely to my account.
Nice.
What the angry, grouchy people did was they first said they would refund one, well, first they said they wouldn't refund anything. Then finally they said, oh, well, we'll refund 1 month. And that was unacceptable to me. So what I'm going to tell you is you have lots of lines of courses of action you can take. The first is try to get it back from the company. Don't tolerate, well, we'll just refund 1 month, right? Go for the whole thing. If you can't get that, contact your credit card company or your bank if you've allowed them to draft your account or used a debit card and see if they can help you. If all of that doesn't work, you can contact the Federal Trade Commission, see if they can do anything. And there's a consumer response hotline, which is 877-382-4357. And of course, you can always call us for this kind of information as well. But don't just put your head down and say, oh, I must have agreed to it, or I'll just take 1 month back. I guess I got burned. Don't allow yourself to feel like you're alone or you're duped by it. Actually fight it, you know, go get the money back.
If even if you, you know, clicked on something that says you agreed to it, if you believe you were deceived, that is against the law.
Right.
Deceitful marketing is illegal.
Right. I don't know in this case whether they said something on the phone, you know, really fast, like you're agreeing to blah, 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 blah.
Right.
We all hear that.
Right.
And you just said, yeah, okay, whatever. Or if you clicked on something online that said agreed, but somewhere there was something that was in fact deceitful. You thought you were buying a one-time $5 trial. You got billed $200 a month.
Yeah.
That's not okay.
All right. Dr. Francis Ram, the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement, joins us every week here on the show. If people have questions about this segment or any other, they can reach out to you.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555 or visit us on the web at powerdowndebt.com.
All right. Thanks so much. We'll talk again next week. 7:53 now.
The Valley's Morning Show on 98.3 WHAI.